Chapter 6. With a hologram of the strategic situation lighting the overhead darkness and dozens of tactical displays hovering in the pit below, the New Republic Defense Force Fleet Command Room looked more like a galaxarium than a council chamber. The overhead display depicted the barest outlines of the galaxy, a broad ribbon of crimson marking the Yuuzhan Vong invasion route. In just 2 years, the aliens had cut a swath from the Tingle Arm almost to Bothan space, with three distinct salients punching through the inner rim at Fondor and Duro. A third offshoot, the one threatening Bilbringi, had not quite reached the inner rim, but Leia knew it soon would. The invaders were destroying ships faster than the New Republic could build them, and even Bilbringi did not warrant a major defense. She wondered how much importance Nirmak, the New Republic Military Oversight Committee, would place on the lives of the Talfalian refugees. She wondered how much they could afford to. Less than happy to find herself once again negotiating Coruscant's twisted corridors of power, Leia leaned on her son's arm and advanced along the mezzanine. Though it had been more than a day since she was knocked unconscious by the Voxen's noxious blood, she still felt the need of support when she moved, and considered herself lucky. The Nogri, who had taken the brunt of the attacks, remained in Bacta tanks with severe ear and lung damage. "This is encouraging," Jason said. He had come to stay with her while Han returned to Eclipse with the Voxen bodies. "If they'll let us in here, our reputation in the Senate can't be all that bad." "Don't read too much into this," Leia said. "There is a reason behind the reason Borsk Felya does anything. Listen with your eyes, Jason. See with your ears." As they advanced, Leia barely glanced at the tactical displays below the mezzanine. There was a less elaborate situation room on Eclipse, kept up to date by a secret feed from a friendly command officer, so she knew the holograms would show several dozen fleets orbiting on station, as well as an alarming number of pitched space battles. The situation had been much the same for nearly a year, with the Yuuzhan Vong steadily widening their swath of occupied territory while their main advance remained stalled in the Corellian sector. Leia and Jason passed a hologram depicting the frantic work at the Bilbringi shipyards. Then a large lift rose into view from behind a minor engagement near Vortex. Borsk Felya himself was on the lift, his feral Bothan features twisted into a snarl of greeting, creamy fur rippling with what Leia had long ago learned to recognize as his species' way of cringing. "Princess Leia, you honor us." "You could not find room on the agenda for a former chief of state to address the Senate in body?" Leia demanded. With the war going badly, Felya's support was slipping, and she stood to win more allies than she lost by treating him sharply. "Surely the war isn't going that poorly." Felya's insincere smile remained frozen on his face. "It's nice to see you recovered so soon from your fray with the Jedi killers." He opened the gate himself, a sure sign of how tenuous his power had become. "We can certainly put you on the agenda if you wish, but Nirmak will consider your request more carefully in closed session. Please, come aboard." Leia released Jason's arm and led the way onto the lift. They descended directly onto the committee's conferencing balcony, and Leia went straight to the speaker's rostrum. Several tiers of senators were seated in a semicircle at the opposite end. "Thank you for coming," Felya said, joining her. "And welcome to your Jedi companion as well."
"Jason is here as my bodyguard," Leia said,
both explaining her son's presence and sidestepping any question of why the Jedi had not sent a higher-ranking member.
"This has nothing to do with the Jedi. It's entirely a Selkor matter."
"Of course," Felya said agreeably. "We have studied your report. This is certainly worthy of Nirmak's attention." Wary of the Bothan's unexpected support, Leia asked,
"And?" "And unfortunately, this does concern the Jedi,"
a honeyed female voice said.
Are they not the reason the Yuuzhan Vong are holding Talfalian hostages at all?
Leia turned to see a slender woman with long jet-black hair rising from her seat. A sultry young senator from the shipbuilding world of Kuat, Vicky Shesh had parlayed her world's importance to the war effort into a position on the Advisory Council and several coveted bottom-tier seats on the Senate's most powerful oversight committees. She had also proven an adept dealmaker who traded loyalties with a facility that awed Bothans, and who did not hesitate to use her position for personal gain. Less than a year ago, as the administrating senator of the Senate Select Committee for Refugees, Selcor, Shesh had not hesitated to strike a deal for her personal gain by diverting vital supplies from the refugee camps on Duro. Leia had been unable to marshal sufficient proof to have the woman removed from the Senate, but she had created enough of a stink to have her rotated off the committee. How the unscrupulous senator had managed to win an influential and highly secret posting on Nirmak was a mystery. But the Kuwati's opening salvo made clear that Leia had made a powerful enemy for both herself and the Jedi. Drawing on the Force for strength and patience, Leia met the senator's gaze evenly.
"The Yuuzhan Vong have threatened to destroy the convoy unless the Jedi surrender."
"Yes." "Were the Jedi to do so, I have no doubt the Yuuzhan Vong's next demand would be the surrender of Kuat drive yards. It has never been the New Republic's policy to yield to coercion," Thalia said, deftly cutting off the argument before it started. "The question is, what can we do without surrendering?"
"I submit there is nothing we can do."
Shesh looked to Thalia.
"If we can see the Corellian sector?"
The Bothan used a remote to send the command, and the holo rotated to display the appropriate sector. The Corellian system was surrounded by a shell of New Republic frigates, the ones on the Duro side glowing slightly brighter to show they were lightly engaged against a wall of enemy probe ships facing them. Talfalio was encircled by a swarm of Yuuzhan Vong corvette analog patrol craft, with a single cruiser centrally positioned to provide support. But it was the Jumus system that was most alarming. Just a short hyperspace jump from either Corellia or Talfalio, it was now home to much of the fleet that had captured Duro.
"As you can see, the Yuuzhan Vong are hoping we'll try to break their blockade."
Shesh pointed to the all-too-small cluster of capital ships orbiting Corellia.
"The moment we move, they'll sweep in and grab the prize."
"Not if we come the back way," Jason said. He pointed above their heads, tracing a route along the edge of the deep core into the back of the sector. "If we sneak 3 Star Destroyers along here, we can wipe out their blockade and be gone with the convoy before they can react."
"Now that would teach them to take hostages,"
Farm Gia, a gray-bearded senator from Tapani sector, said.
"Where can we find the Star Destroyers?"
"Yes, where do we find 3 expendable Star Destroyers?"
Shesh echoed, quick to turn Gia's support on its head.
"Or do you suggest sacrificing yet another world to Jedi ineptitude?"
A pair of senators began to speak at the same time, realized they were on opposite sides of the issues, and immediately tried to talk over each other. Thalia called for order, only to be shouted down by senators from the anti-Jedi coalition, who were in turn shouted down by Gia's supporters. Soon all the senators on the balcony were bellowing at once. Jason looked over at Leia and shook his head in dismay. More accustomed to the rancorous nature of Republican politics, Leia occupied herself with counting heads and quickly realized the committee was split almost down the center. She borrowed Jason's lightsaber. She had left her own behind, hoping to emphasize that she was appearing on Selcor's behalf and not as a Jedi. Then turned to Thalia.
"If I may..."
She nearly had to shout to make herself heard. The Bothan nodded and stepped back. "By all means." Leia ignited the blade its brilliance and distinctive snap hiss bringing the tumult to an instant silence. Suppressing a smile at this reminder of the continuing power of the Jedi, she thumbed the blade off.
"Please forgive the theatrics." Leia returned the weapon to her son. "In appearing before you, it was not my intention to cause such discord in Nirmak. That's the last thing the Republic needs. Perhaps the committee should simply vote on Jason's suggestion and be done with it."
"Vote now?"
Shesha's eyes narrowed.
"So you and your son can use your Jedi mind tricks?"
Leia forced a tolerant smile.
"Those tricks work only on the weak of will, which I can assure you, no one on this committee is."
The joke drew a tension-draining laugh from both camps, and Gia mocked.
"Unless you're afraid of losing, Senator Shesh."
"It would not be I who lose, Senator Gia. It would be the New Republic,"
Shesh said.
"But let us vote by all means."
Felia went to his dais and authorized the vote, and the balcony's droid brain announced the results almost before the last senator had keyed his voting pad. As Leia had expected, the resolution passed with a bare 2-vote majority. Not enough to authorize the action without the full Senate's approval, but enough for Felia to use his authority under the Military Secrets Act to bypass the security risk of a full Senate vote and declare the necessary majority. Given the deference he had shown Leia earlier, she expected him to do just that. Uneasy at finding herself in debt to a Bothan, she turned to Felia.
"Will you declare the majority, Chief Felia? This is your chance to save a million lives."
Felia's fur rippled again, betraying just how weak his position as Chief of State had become. "A chance to save a million? Or lose billions?"
"What?"
Leia was astonished at the ire in her own voice. Perhaps it was because of her fatigue, or perhaps because of her surprise at having miscalculated so badly. But she found herself struggling to hold back a string of invectives on the tip of her tongue.
"Chief Felia, the plan is a sound one."
Felia raised a placating hand. "And I haven't said no. But you must know what the loss of 3 Star Destroyers would mean to us. We could lose another 12 planets. He stroked the creamy tufts on his cheek, then spoke in a deliberately thoughtful voice. "I will ask the military for a study."
"A study?"
Jason burst out. "The convoy will be drifting slag by the time they finish." "I'm sure General Bel Iblis will expedite matters," Felia said evenly. "In the meantime, we'll stall."
Stall.
In her weakened state, Leia did not trust herself to keep a civil tone. She knew Garm Bel Iblis, who, like Wedge Antilles, had been reactivated at the outbreak of the war, would move as quickly as possible. But even he could push the plodding command bureaucracy along only so fast, and there was no guarantee that he would reach the conclusion she hoped for.
"How can you stall the Yuuzhan Vong?"
Felia flashed a snarl she was sure he meant as reassuring. "We'll ask Sabong La for an envoy to discuss the matter."
"An envoy?"
Gia shouted the question. "It will look like we're asking for terms." Felia's ears pricked mischievously forward. "Precisely, Senator. And it will buy time." The Bothan was quick to look back to Leia. "But rest assured, Princess. Whatever General Bel Iblis's conclusion, we shall tell the envoy only this, that Yuuzhan Vong's threats merely strengthen the ties between the New Republic and her Jedi." Gia actually grinned.
"A point that will be underscored when we rescue the hostages."
"Or even if we must let them die,"
Shesh added. She nodded her approval.
"I believe we have a consensus, Chief Felia."
The consensus only angered Leia more, for she had worked with Borsk Felia long enough to know that his plans served only himself. Whatever he intended to say to the Yuuzhan Vong, she felt sure that he would not allow the Jedi to stand in the way of making an accommodation that would save his own position.
"What you have, Senators," she said icily, "is a consensus of fools."
"Mother?"
Leia felt Jason reach out to her through the Force, laving her with soothing emotions, and she realized how young he really was. The New Republic Senate was far from the unblemished body he imagined, and the good-faith compromises described in C-3PO's civics lessons were all too rare. The Senate was a power-grubbing club of people who too often saw their duty in terms of their own interests, who measured their success by how long they held office, and it made Leia ashamed to think she had played such a prominent role in its founding. She spun on her heel and would have stepped into the lift's gate, perhaps even flipped over it, if not for a gentle telekinetic tug from her son. To cover for herself, she reached for the gate and said, "I have wasted all the time I care to with Nermak." Boris Kvelya stepped in front of her. "You really have no reason to be upset, Princess. General Bel Iblis's integrity is beyond question."
"It is not Garm's integrity I question, Chief."
Leia used the Force to open the gate behind Kvelya, then brushed him aside and stepped onto the lift. Jason came to her side, one hand ready to catch her at the first sign of weakness. When they reached the mezzanine and started for the exit, he asked, "Was that wise? We have enough enemies in the Senate."
"Jason, I'm done with the Senate. Again."
As Leia spoke, an unexpected calmness came to her. She began to feel stronger and less weary, more at harmony with herself, and she knew her words had been more than the usual frustration with politicians. She had lost control with Kvelya not because she was weak and tired, though she was, but because she no longer belonged in the halls of power, no longer believed in the process that placed selfish bureaucrats in positions of power over those they were sworn to serve. The Force was guiding her, telling her the New Republic had changed, the galaxy had changed. Most of all, she had changed. She had stepped onto a new path, and it was time that she realized it and stopped trying to follow the old one. Leia took Jason's arm and, in a more peaceful voice, said,
"I'll never appear before them or their committees again."
Jason remained silent, but his distress and concern were as thick in the Force as the air over a Dagobah swamp. Leia wrapped an arm around his waist and, surprised as always at how far her 19-year-old son now towered above her, pulled him close.
"Jason, sometimes it can be dangerous to assume the best about people," she said quietly. "Borsk is our worst enemy in the Senate, and he just proved it."
"He did?"
They left the committee room and started down the familiar corridor.
"Think," Leia said. "The reason behind the reason. Why would Borsk want to talk to a Yuuzhan Vong envoy? What can he bargain with?"
Jason walked a few silent steps, then stopped when the answer finally struck him.
"Us?"